Hello, everyone. This is Tiffany.
And this is Elsie. Tiffany, what's your favorite fast food restaurant? 你最喜欢的素食餐厅是哪一间？
Well, I have two, actually. First of all, you can't really go wrong with McDonald's.
McDonald's, 麦当劳。
And second of all, I really like Mos Burger.
Mos 汉堡。As for me, the name of my favorite fast food restaurant is written as the title of our article for today, McDonald's.麦当劳、嗯、我最喜欢的素食餐厅呢就如我们今天的文章标题所示 McDonald's 麦当劳 I love their french fries 薯条 and chicken nuggets 鸡块
I love chicken nuggets I always either get the chicken nuggets or a cheeseburger
Right, today we're going to talk about this popular fast food restaurant McDonald's、
mm-hmm.
So let's start our article now and find out how it can stay so popular for such a long time
McDonald's around the world. McDonald's is a popular fast food restaurant. Over 69 million people eat McDonald's every day. Many people can't live without Chicken McNuggets or Big Macs. However, McDonald's menus are not always the same.McDonald's changes its menu to fit local tastes. Here are a few examples. In Singapore and Malaysia, you can get chicken porridge for breakfast. In Costa Rica, you can order rice and black beans. Spaghetti and fried chicken is a popular meal in the Philippines.Visit McDonald's the next time you travel. You're sure to find something interesting.
Word power!
Million. Million. Over.9 million visitors came to Taiwan in 2014. Over 9 million visitors came to Taiwan in 2014. Menu. Menu. The restaurant changes its menu every month. The restaurant changes its menu every month.Order. Order. I'm going to order a plate of chicken wings for us to share. I'm going to order a plate of chicken wings for us to share. Meal. Meal. We ordered two meals at McDonald's. We ordered two meals at McDonald's.
Alright, so our article starts off as, McDonald's is a popular fast food restaurant. Over 69 million people eat McDonald's every day.
今天文章的开头说到呢，麦当劳是一间受欢迎的素食餐厅，每天有超过6900万人在吃麦当劳哦。
Oh my gosh, there are as many McDonald's as there are 7-Elevens in Taiwan.
Right.
And McDonald's is really always the go-to choice for fast food.
It surely is. That's台湾麦当劳跟 7-Eleven 一样到处都是想不到要吃什么的时候就吃麦当劳吧 right?
McDonald's.
And the number of people who eat McDonald's every day is amazing. Over 69 million.
Yeah, 69 million. Okay, 69 million people eat it every day.
Mm-hmm.
So how many people is that? Well, let's take a look at our first word power wordMillion. M-I-L-L-I-O-N. It's a noun and it's basically the number 1,000,000. So basically, it's a number plus 6 zeros at the end.
Right, a million 就是一百万。那文章当中的这个 69 million 就是6900万哦。Mm-hmm. 那复习下了 100 是一百 1000 一千 10,000 一万 100,000 十万 What about a billion?Billion 也是一个常见的单位，同学们特别注意哦，是十亿的意思。
I wish I had $1 billion. But anyways, that's a lot of people. So let's take a look at our word power sentence. It says, over 9 million visitors came to Taiwan in 2014. Over 9 million visitors came to Taiwan in 2014.
被具提到呢2014年的时候啊有超过900万的观光客来到台湾。As our article says, there are so many people eating McDonald's every day. Why is that?
So the article says, many people can't live without chicken nuggets or Big Macs.Some people, I think, are addicted to fast food, meaning they think about it all the time and absolutely need to have it.
原来呢，就是有人不能没有 Chicken McNuggets 麦克鸡块，或者是 Big Macs 大麦克，没这两样食物，他们可能就活不下去了。所以呢，就像 Tiffany 老师刚刚提到的 ，they are actually maybe addicted to fast food. 他们对素食可能上瘾了。
I think so, yeah. For example, some people can be addicted to caffeine, which is something found in coffee or tea. So that's why some people need to have coffee in the morning or need to have tea.
就像是有些人会对 caffeine, 咖啡因上瘾一样，没喝咖啡或茶就浑身不对劲。Or we can say they can't live without caffeine. 没咖啡因就活不下去。
Me too. I'm kind of like that. I need to have at least one cup of tea a day. But, you know, it's not very healthy to have fast food all the time. I maybe eat it like maybe once a month or even once every 2 months. What about you, Elsie?
You are a healthy eater, Tiffany. So I have to admit that I have McDonald's nearly once a week. 我几乎一个星期就吃一次。I know it's too much, but I live just right next to it. It's really hard to say no to McDonald's.
Okay, I kind of understand where you're coming from then. Yeah, it's good, but at the same time, it's not really good for our health. I try to stay healthy and fit because once I eat something like that, it goes straight to here and here for me.
All right. Okay, so what's next in our article?
All right, so next in the article, it says, McDonald's menus, however, McDonald's menus are not always the same. All right, so the bright side of things, McDonald's does try its best to be creative and to serve us something different. So each country will have a different menu.
文章接下来提到呢，麦当劳的 menus 菜单可不是一成不变的哦，而且啊，麦当劳还会配合各国不同的饮食习惯来创造新的餐点 ，like rice hamburgers in Taiwan. 台湾有米汉堡，那是在美国不太可能看得到的。You probably never see them in the U.S.
That's right. Now our word power word here is menu, and menu is a list of all the food or drinks that you can choose from in a meal or at a restaurant. So you could see this a lot in nicer restaurants or even in fast food places.
Menu 就是菜单啦，发音注意哦，我们念作 menu, menu.
Yes. Next, let's take a look at our word power sentence, and it says, the restaurant changes its menu every month. The restaurant changes its menu every month.
连续提到了呢，这家餐厅啊，每个月都会换菜单一次。
Alright, so next in the article it says, McDonald's changes its menu to fit local tastes. So that's quite nice. So menu changes to fit, meaning to meet a certain standard of local taste. So we also can call McDonald's Mickey D's. It changes the menu for each country so it can meet the standards of taste for the people there.
文章接下来就说到啊，麦当劳啊改变它的菜单来配合当地的口味 to fit.Fit 当动词用的时候呢，是配合、使适合的意思。所以麦当劳换菜单的目的呢，是要跟 local taste, 也就是当地的口味做搭配。
That's good because we know some people don't eat pork or beef. Also, some people prefer rice over bread.
Right.
So the menu slightly changes to make sure McDonald's has something for everyone.
It is better to do so, or McDonald's will lose customers.
That's right.
如果不因应当地的口味来改变 menu 的话呢，麦当劳很容易损失客群，因为每个国家都有一定的饮食文化。
All right. So in the article, it then says.Here are a few examples. In Singapore and Malaysia, you can get chicken porridge for breakfast. Yum. So porridge is something that we eat as well. But usually there's two different kinds. One is you can eat with like the, it's with wheat or grain. You add hot water and milk into it. It's mainly, I think, in European or Western countries. In Taiwan, like, we eat something... very similar.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we have it with rice instead. So this rice is more stickier, wetter, and soupier than just regular rice.
稀饭 right?
That's right.
接下来呢，文章举了一些例子给我们呢，像是在新加坡或马来西亚，早餐呢，你可以在麦当劳吃到鸡肉粥 chicken porridge. I think it probably will be a hit if McDonald's sells chicken porridge for breakfast in Taiwan.
That's actually a really great idea. We can write to McDonald's to be like, we want that as well.Alright, so let's take a look at some more examples. It says, in Costa Rica, you can order rice and black beans. So this is a country in South America. You can order rice and black beans, and this is something that they have in their diet.
Mm-hmm.
We also see our word pair word, order, O-R-D-E-R. It's a verb and it means to ask for food or drinks in a restaurant.
Mm-hmm. 接下来文章提到的例子呢，是位在南美洲的哥斯达黎加，你可以在麦当劳呢点到饭和黑豆。Order 就是点餐的动作，也可以当作下命令的意思。
So waiters or waitresses take your order. So you tell them what you would like to eat and drink.
所以当这 waiter 或 waitress 问你 what would you like to order 的时候呢，就是在问你想要点什么东西来吃。他们在 take your order 帮你点餐。那 take your order 这边的 order 就是名词咯。
All right, and our word pair sentence is, I'm going to order a plate of chicken wings for us to share. I'm going to order a plate of chicken wings for us to share.
那具体到呢，我要点一盘鸡翅，让我们一起分享。
Next in the article it says,Spaghetti and fried chicken is a popular meal in the Philippines. Oh, now this is something extremely different. I've never had a meal like that. And again, we see our word power word here, the word meal, M-E-A-L. It's a noun and it means the time where you eat food. So for example, breakfast, lunch, and dinner are the main meals that you eat during the day.
回到文章哦，在菲律宾啊，意大利面配炸鸡就是一项受欢迎的餐点。Meal 就是餐点的意思啦。Regularly, there are 3 meals in a day. 一天有三餐。
That's right. And our word pair sentence is, we ordered 2 meals at McDonald's. Whoa, we ordered 2 meals at McDonald's.
例句说呢，我们在麦当劳点了两份餐点。2 meals.
Alright, so continuing in the article, it says,Visit McDonald's the next time you travel. You're sure to find something interesting. You know, I've actually noticed that as well. Every country really has something cool and special.
文章最后说到呢，下次旅行的时候啊，到麦当劳看看，你一定会找到有趣的餐点。To travel 就是去旅行啦。To travel around the world, 环游世界。再来呢，我们看到是 somebody be sure to do something, 某人一定会做某事。For example, he's sure to come to school today. 他今天一定会来学校。
That's right. So, that's really interesting. I think maybe the next time when we go travel, we need to take a look at this.
I will definitely.
All right. So, let's take a short break and we'll be right back.
Okay.
So, Elsie, you've been traveling to a lot of places, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen anything interesting at McDonald's while you traveled?
我旅行的时候有没有看过什么有趣的东西呢? I can remember vividly that I spent almost $120 on a small Coke in Japan. 在日本的时候呢，我花了快100块台币来买一杯小杯的可乐。And in the US, there weren't any rice burgers. 在美国没有米汉堡。可是我没有特别去注意到。Anything special on menus in different countries?
Okay, that's a very expensive Coke. But I do remember in France, I saw they had an option for salad and bread.
Oh, that's very European. 还有选择沙拉、沙拉跟面包。
Yeah, right. Maybe we should start a collection. I think it would be really interesting to see for when the both of us travel. We can take a picture of the menu and we can say like,
write down some notes.
The special thing of the country.
Uh-huh. And is there anything special?Anything else special that you see when you travel?
Just rice burgers in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
But that's very Asian. We see that here as well.
Right.
All right. So stay tuned for day two of our article because there's still more for you to learn about McDonald's.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
We can spread the picnic blanket on this flat ground here.
We can spread the picnic blanket on this flat ground here.
嗨，我是 Celine。 上次说到提议停下来野餐，如果你很随性，那当然是可以席地而坐，但是有时候可能会想要有情调一点，这时候你就需要野餐垫或是野餐布，也就是 picnic blanket。 要铺野餐垫要怎么说呢？我们可以说 We can spread the picnic blanket on this flat ground here。We can spread the picnic blanket on this flat ground here. 我们可以在这边的这个平地铺上野餐布。Spread the picnic blanket 就是铺野餐布或是野餐垫的意思。Flat 是平坦的，那 flat ground 就是平地。我想这是尝试啦，应该不会有人想要在凹凸不平的地面上坐着野餐，那样屁股可能会蛮痛的。那除了 flat ground 以外，应该也会有人想要在草地上野餐。那我们也可以说 we can have our picnic on the grass。We can have our picnic on the grass， 或者是说呢 ，we can spread our picnic blanket on the grass here。我们把这个野餐垫铺在草地上，这样子屁股就不会因为草地而湿湿的啦。那最后我们再来复习一遍今天的句子哦。We can spread the picnic blanket on this flat ground here。很好哦，下次要去野餐的时候别忘了使用这句话。我们下次见，拜拜。
We can spread the picnic blanket on this flat ground here.
We can spread the picnic blanket on this flat ground here. Kit Kat!
Especially 和 especially 长得好像哦。
对啊，那意思也差不多吗？
That's right! These two words, especially and specially, can be used interchangeably. 也就是说这两个字呢可以互相的互换使用哦。那它们呢两个都是副词，可以用来修饰名词以及形容词，有这个强调的语气哦，用来表示特别是怎么样怎么样。For example, everyone loves this movie, especially children.Or, I'm afraid of walking home alone, especially at night. 刚刚这两个句子当然都可以用 specially 互换，有相同的意思。不过很多人可能会想说，到底这两个还有什么差别呢？其实呢，大家有没有发现 especially 它是不是好像比较难发音，跟 specially 比起来，所以一般像小朋友或是初学者来讲，习惯成自然就会用成 specially。但是呢，一般 especially 还是比较正式的说法哦。不过呢，如果你要用来强调某个东西是特别或是专程，因为什么原因而怎么样呢？用 especially 会比较贴切。For example, 送礼的时候可能会说 I got this specially for you. 我特别呢买这个礼物来送你哦。Or, this shampoo is specially designed for people with dry and damaged hair. 另外如果你说 I love headbands, especially I like feather headbands, 注意哦，不能把 especially 放在句首上是错的，你要说 I especially like feather headbands.
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
其实 especially 和 specially 都是一样的意思，但 specially 比较针对是什么事情特别为什么而做的哦，而 especially 比较正式。
McDonald's around the world.
McDonald's is a popular fast food restaurant. Over 69 million people eat McDonald's every dayMany people can't live without Chicken McNuggets or Big Macs. However, McDonald's menus are not always the same. McDonald's changes its menu to fit local tastes. Here are a few examples. In Singapore and Malaysia, you can get chicken porridge for breakfast. In Costa Rica,You can order rice and black beans. Spaghetti and fried chicken is a popular meal in the Philippines. Visit McDonald's the next time you travel. You're sure to find something interesting. Million. Million. Over. 9 million visitors came to Taiwan in 2014. Over 9 million visitors came to Taiwan in 2014. Menu. Menu. The restaurant changes its menu every month. The restaurant changes its menu every month. Order. Order. I'm going to order a plate of chicken wings for us to share. I'm going to order a plate of chicken wings for us to share. Meal. Meal. We ordered 2 meals at McDonald's. We ordered 2 meals at McDonald's.